Sharon Hoyland and Spoken Realms present Edwin and the Climbing Boys by Benita Cullingford. Narrated by Sharon Hoyland, with Pippa Crawford, Leona Crawford, Natasha Crawford, Patrick Crawford, Benita Cullingford, Pip Cullingford, Lewis Hoyland and David Hoyland. Sound effects credited to freesfx.co.uk. Edwin and the Climbing Boys. Prologue. March 1776, Bay of Biscay, north coast of Spain. In mid-ocean, a violent storm reached its peak. Lightning struck the Nancy May, a merchant ship homeward bound from Turkey. On board, firecracker sparks flew to the night sky. Flaming sails ripped away from the yardarms and spiralled out to sea. Edwin Richmorton, aged 8, trembled and clutched his mother's skirts as the force of the gale threw them against the ship's rails. The ship floundered. It dipped to starboard, spraying his face with foam from the waves. The Nancy May swung back upright again, and Edwin heard the shattering crack of the mast as it split in two and fell across the bows. The ship carried a cargo of timber and gunpowder. He knew from the shouts of the crew and yells to lower the jolly boat that the ship was doomed. No time to mourn. Heat scorched his face and smoke clogged his lungs as he screamed for his father, no longer there. His mother grabbed his arm. With minutes to spare, they hugged each other, then held hands and hurled themselves into the waves. Edwin gasped as the breath left his body. His blood seemed sucked from him by the ocean's coldness, and he forced himself to swim. The ship's jolly boat was in the water, overcrowded with men from the crew. Edwin reached the boat and held up his arms. He wasn't the only one desperate for help. Next to him, a sailor clung to the side of the boat. He wore a skull and crossbones ring on his index finger. The sailor swore at him and lashed out with his fist. He felt the ring dig deep into his forehead, and blood washed from his face as the sea closed over him. Strong arms hauled him aboard. In the mountainous waves he glimpsed his mother, her outstretched arms and her dark hair floating around her as she drifted away. He screamed and screamed for her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?